Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and a big, big thanks to our fine, fine friend and tech in Washington, D.C., and that is Nikki. And Nikki has been so good at trying to keep us honest here.
Well, you know, you're sitting there, Phil, and I'm saying this with great respect, but you're sitting there with your thumb parked, you know.
Yeah. What do you mean, yeah?
Well, you're sitting there. Did she not have dead air last week?
Well, not last week.
Yeah, but before I went on vacation, you're sitting there with a thumb parked in it, and she's trying to find out about it.
What? What did you just say?
You don't understand what you're talking about, though. I mean, we're all agree. We've been having a lot of arguments tonight, but we're all in agreement with this one, that you had the thumb parked.
You did have your thumb parked.
What do you mean with my thumb parked? I wasn't paying attention.
Bingo. Give the man a cigar, and in fact, give him two. Give him the whole box of Roytans.
I think Roytans are very good myself.
Well, that your shadow. I tell you, Roytan, I wouldn't suck a Roytan with your lips.
Anyway,
what was so funny about, and where did you get that laugh?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Hey, what's with you people anyway, all right? I had my thumb parked, and what?
And Nikki was very good at making sure that the show stayed on schedule while you sat there listening to God knows what and smiling to yourself and remembering some kind of memory having to do with Laurel and Hardy and a bedroom. Ah.
What is that about? Excuse me.
Well?
No. What do you mean, Laurel and Hardy in a bedroom?
Well, you're listening to Laurel and Hardy music, and you've got this, you got a smile on your face like you're remembering something extremely, extremely graphic.
It did seem, Phil, that, you know, in your mind, you were hearing, oh, baby, oh, you know, well.
Okay. I think you all need a psychiatrist, all of you. Maybe the same psychiatrist, and maybe he can take you all on.
Even me, Miss Henry?
Yeah, even you, Robert, all of you, because you were agreeing with him.
Well, I mean, what were you all smiling about?
Does it have to have something to do with sex? Does it have to be sex?
Well, the smile on your face, Phil, when the corner of your mouth is white with foam.
Yeah, you had that foam in the corner of the mouth.
Phil, look at, you know, you're the one sitting there with that crap-eating grin on your face, listening to Dixieland music and imagining some kind of, I don't know what sort of scene. Anal?
Okay, that's it. Take him for more cottage cheese.
Wait a second. Don't pay. Come on, Gerald.
I didn't say it. He did.
Yeah. Take him for cottage cheese. What? Why is he on this show again?
Because you told his nephew this would be good therapy for him, didn't you?
Anyway, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. In the news, a former Viking punter says he lost his job due to his stance on gay marriage. Not that I want to beat this horse into the into this already dead horse into dog food, because that's essentially, by the way, nice print job there, bud.
Oh.
Anyway, this is some guy with the Vikings that said he got fired because he got kicked off the team because of his stance on gay marriage. Is Vernon Dozier's gone, right?
Well, I think so. You've had him on for a good part of a three-quarters of an hour, and we only talked to him briefly.
Well, and we had to talk to him about his marriage to his wife. Why did we have to talk to him about that?
Because I think there's something suspect, Phil, about a man who wants to presume,
Well,
hold on. To presume to tell me how to live my life when he spends his honeymoon at the Blue Moon Hotel with the busted neon sign and the still-warm truck. And the, that disgusts me.
You know, that's the one part of the story that nobody mentioned.
What?
I didn't hear anybody say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you're, that's kind of weird.
Wait. Yes, you did.
No, I don't remember that either, Ms. Gray.
You going to call him a...
I'd like that to be dropped, if you don't mind.
What, this paper?
No, this...
The topic about race, I'm happy to drop that, but you said... You know, that you, nobody in the story said anything about that.
I'll do it, Robert. No one said anything about when
Mrs. Gray.
When Vernon went to the motel with his wife and had the neon sign and the lights are off and the truck is still warm. Nobody said anything about hearing, oh, yeah.
Well, I swear to Almighty God they did, because I don't pull that kind of filth out of my mind. My mind is not a cat box. Maybe yours, and maybe yours and yours, you, all of you out there, but not mine. Thank you very much, not mine.
Okay, well, I don't know where you got it then, because we didn't say that. Nobody mentioned that.
Can I come? I've got my cottage cheese, and I'm calm down. Now,
what is it about cottage cheese, General?
Nothing about cottage cheese, Ms. Gray. I just happen to like cottage cheese, and you don't have to begin to get filthy and salacious looking at the white-curded cottage cheese and thinking something nasty.
I was not going to say anything nasty.
Well, you did come up with the whole, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, you do that pretty good, General.
Hey, watch it.
How'd you like your face in this, huh? Have you ever thought about being smothered and dying in cottage cheese? Being smothered with cottage cheese is one thing, but have you ever thought of it being the instrument of your death? I'm asking you a question, son.
No, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir.
Well, have a care.
You know, I don't like that.
What'd you say there, Stutter?
Stutter.
I said I don't like that. I don't like the threats on people's lives that fire so freely around here. Or that...
That flees so fly slowly around here.
Yes, that too. I don't like that. And I'd like it to stop. The threatening people with death.
I didn't threaten. I said, how would you like cottage cheese to be the instrument of your death? I didn't say I'd be wielding it.
Yeah.
Well, laugh if you want.
Well, it is pretty funny, because I'd love to meet the guy who does use cottage cheese as his murder weapon of choice. Maybe that's one for Investigation Discovery. I don't know. So, over the weekend, and over this very long week, there were a number of things that were, a part of our, I don't know what you want to say, process.
How was your Christmas?
Well, Christmas for me... See, I'm a Yule kind of a guy, you know.
And say that again?
I'm a Yule-tide kind of a guy. So I try to make sure that my Christmas is devoid of anything that can even be remotely considered a festival of religion, because I don't want to insult anybody. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if I'm going to celebrate Christmas, then I feel that, yeah, I should be a Christian, to be honest with you, because that's what it means. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, as an atheist, Phil, you're barking up the wrong tree with me. I do know what you mean by Yule. It is pagan, but even pagans worship gods. Gods. That is a plural god. So before I can involve myself in even the pagan rite of Yuletide, I've got to be very clear on what it is I'm being asked to do. Am I being asked to acknowledge the existence of a demon or I don't know what you would call it, an imp?
What's an imp?
Well, those are the gods that were worshipped by the pagan.
Yes, well, I don't think anyone's asking you to worship the imp of the paganism. They're simply saying, are you going to celebrate Christmas? Are you going to celebrate Yuletide or Yule, which acknowledges the existence of the imp god?
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking at me for?
Well, you seem to have all the answers, man, you know. Why are we talking about this now?
Because everybody wants to know what you did on Christmas.
I'm a Yule guy. I'm a Yule guy. I'm a Yuletide guy. So that means I celebrate the festival of the season. I enjoy the season. I enjoy the idea of the harvest, or whatever the hell it is that happens around Christmas time. It ain't the harvest. It seems that nature is going to sleep, you know.
Well, what about the paganism of the imp god?
Will you knock it off with the imp god? What is that, man?
God, Mr. Andy, you're laughing at a religion.
Well, Phil, you are being rather... I mean, I know why you're laughing. The imp...
Well, you can laugh if you want, Phil, but some of these pagan religions are very specific as to respect as well as to acknowledgement of their deities. The imp, we have Jesus, I say Western civilization has the legend of Jesus as well as these other religions. the imp, as it was known, is a different kind of a god. This is the imp. It'll get into, because of its size, and you know that the ancient peoples were frightened of the imp for those reasons. It gets into, it's the size of it. It can get into things. I know I'm not making sense.
We're talking about because it's a small imp, it'll mess it up.
Yeah, it'll get into the kitchen.
Well, not into the kitchen. I mean, yes, it can get in because it's a small-sized god. What are you looking at, Phil?
Looking at all three of you. I'm...
Well, I think he thinks you're bananas, definitely, and I think he thinks these other guys are on their way to becoming a banana or bananas.
Yeah, that's pretty. Thank you, General. That's pretty.
So you think I'm nuts?
I don't think you're nuts, but I don't know what it is you're talking about, you know?
Phil, if you say a phrase far too much, that's it. Along with everyone calm down, you also say, I don't know what it is you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you mean the imp god? What is that?
You're the pagan.
I'm not a pagan. I'm saying that of the two festivals, the Christmas festival of the birth of Jesus, which is a Christian rite, that's what I see that as. And I have respect for that. I have respect for that. I also understand that there is the pagan festival, or if you will, the non-religious festival, or the whatever, the non-Jesus festival of Yuletide, which is a seasonal, and it predates Christianity. Now, you know, I'm just trying to find and trying to work out, you know, how we don't have to go through these debates. I think the debate has cooled down over the years, and I was very happy to see this year the debate about Christmas and this bull crap about, you know, separation of church and state. I understand that. But see, I've always seen this winter festival that some people call Christmas and some people call Yuletide, I've always seen it as cultural more than religious. So I don't get pissed off, even though I'm very, very much a separation of church and state guy. I don't get pissed off when I see manger scenes and stuff like that, man, because it's a cultural thing for me. I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool Christian, necessarily. If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't mind seeing that stuff because it's cultural as opposed to religious, you know.
Now, can I finish what I'm saying?
I just heard Nikki say we got 18 after.
Well, I don't give us. Who's running this show? You or Nikki?
Right now, Nikki is.
Oh, that's just great. Thanks a lot, Nikki. I want to say the imp. Forget it.
The imp is the one that Ms. Gray is simply saying the imp is the one.
Okay, the imp's the one. All right.
Okay, the imp's the one. Okay.
Margaret, I got to take a break, if you don't mind. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back here with more as we discuss the holidays just passed. It ought to be a groovy, groovy thing. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Playing Bachman Turner Overdrive. I'm just curious.
Because it's bumper music.
Are you aware that that man, Randy Bachman, got to, I think, 300 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil, you don't weigh 300 pounds and stand up there playing Guitar Hero. It don't happen. Understand something. Before I became a mainstream journalist, I was very heavily invested in the world of rock and roll.
Before you start in. Okay.
Phil, I'm saying...
Before you start in.
Phil, this is something she knows something about. Well, Margaret, I don't think I'm talking out of school. You had sexual intimacies with the great...
Excuse me.
Oh, nice going, General.
What do you mean, nice going, General?
What are you with the sexual intimacies?
You're nothing but a...
Look, and now she's bawling.
Ms. Gray, he didn't mean it.
Oh, yeah.
What is it with you?
Before this radio show started tonight, she was regaling me with every blankety blank that she blanked.
I told you. I'm going.
There's toilet paper in the truck.
What is it with the toilet paper? You know, every time, this is the only radio show in the history of the world that the bathroom habits of one of the co-hosts are intimately noted and known by everybody. What?
You're talking to me now.
Yes, I am. What?
I'm saying that before the program started, she was in the green room there telling everybody in intimate detail every last one of the blanks that she blanked, and she even got plaster of Paris impressions made of them. You're aware of that, aren't you?
No, I was not aware of that, General. Why are you bringing that up?
Because she was making a... She was proud of it. And apparently she has them at home and has them in a billiard room. Forget it.
General, you want to get a cottage cheese?
No, I do not want a cottage cheese.
Okay, that leaves you, me, and Bud. Robert, what do you think?
Well, she was. Before the show, she was saying, yeah. And when I sang in the studio with Blue Oyster Cult, and this and that and this and that.
Yeah, she talked about Blue Oyster, the Blue Oyster Cult.
And what did she say?
Well, I mean, but what was the general saying?
All right, so, Margaret, are you...
I didn't know that that was going to be on the air. They were asking me, did you sing back up with Blue Oyster Cult? I said, yes, I did. I said, then we went on tour, and I said, I didn't go on tour with a lot of bands. I generally was a groupie in a lot of ways. And yes, I did have a period where Frank and I were separated. Okay?
Yeah.
That I blanked a couple of guys.
And didn't you say you made a Plaster of Paris cast out of who was the guy?
He was the lead singer in The Flock.
The Flock?
The Flock? Yes.
Hey, quit hitting the microphone.
I'll say that. Quit hitting the microphone, Margaret.
Sorry.
You got a Plaster of Paris?
Yes, Phil, and the lead singer in The Flock, Captain Beyond, and Soft Machine.
Well, there's a hell of a name for a guy. You're going to get a plaster. Ha, ha, ha. Holy Jesus, did you hear that, Phil? I think I'm going to come out of my slacks.
All right, that's very funny.
Well, that was the name of the group.
Okay, so you got a Plaster of Paris impressions of the lead singer in Captain Beyond, The Flock, and The Soft Machine.
All four of you can rot. I hope you all die looking at the core of the earth.
Miss Gray!
No, forget it.
I don't know why anybody wants to work on this show. I don't know why you guys keep coming back, man. Everybody winds up bawling. Everybody winds up going into the bathroom and weeping. Everyone winds up going out and smoking a cigar and walking it off. Everybody winds up being pissed off. You, General, you go out for your cottage cheese and your Nilla wafers.
That's right. Try and make that sound gay. I happen to like cottage cheese and Nilla wafers. Want to tell me I'm gay? Huh?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying everybody around here is so petty, it makes me just want to cry. I'm telling you. All right, so where were we? Well, we were talking about Bachman-Turner Overdrive and Margaret, you know. Let's get on the phone here. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, because Doug is an entertainment writer, and maybe he can make head nor tail out of this claptrap having to do with... Bachman-Turner Overdrive, or whatever the hell it was that she was trying to say. Doug, how are you doing here in this post holiday season, 2014?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing really good, and thanks for inviting me on the program. But say what Margaret was trying to say, that Bachman-Turner Overdrive, Randy Bachman got to the point in his career where he weighed probably about 310 pounds. It's impossible for anybody to take a guitar player who weighs that much seriously. If you're going to get on stage... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? Let's just establish that right off the bat. Okay?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. You sound more and more impatient every time...
I know you're gay, Doug. I understand that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you're sick and tired of gay people.
No, I didn't say that, man.
Mr. Henry put a thing on his website, on a Facebook, that was supporting it of the gays.
What, man? You know something, Dickman? The best thing that you can do now is physical therapy... 6 months in the best institution you can find, under a doctor's care.
Okay, so what about Randy Bachman?
He weighed 300 pounds and he looked like a joke on a stick, man, playing guitar. Dig it? That's all she's trying to say.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for that bigoted point of view, Mr. Gay Man and Gay Journalist.
Oh, now wait just a second, man. A fat man's not the same as a gay man. I can't help being gay, but a fat man, well, all he has to do is jog it off. Try a sit-up.
All right, so thanks a lot, Doug Danger. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I totally understand that you can be very, very large and not look all that theatrical being large, but it doesn't mean you're not allowed to play guitar, I didn't think, you know?
Well, you know.
What do you want, Margaret?
What do I want, Margaret? Am I a host on this show?
You're a co-host, yeah. But you went into the bathroom all upset.
I don't like anybody saying that I'm taking the plaster Paris cat.
We'll be right back. Billiard Room. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. What?
What is this? Is this a joke?
Why am I supposed? Why can't I play polka music? Is there something wrong with that?
Look, Henry, you know me as well as anyone. I enjoy slap dancing, and I always have. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that that's the best choice in terms of the bumper that you do.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm using bumper music.
I can tell you, and I'd say this without any fear of contravention, I enjoy a slap dance as much as the next man. But this is about as homoerotic.
Well, for once I agree with the general.
Oh, for once you agree. And what's homoerotic about this?
Well, come on, pal.
No, I don't,
Yeah, it sort of is.
No, it's not. And besides, who cares? And you enjoy a good slap dance, huh? By the way, if you have not listened to the Chris Puté show, check it out. It's online at philhenryshow.com. Chris did a live show for us the other night, the Chris Puté Hour, Chris Puté's Love Songs. And I'd play you a selection of it, but the problem is it most likely, because it was on Phil TV, it was not broadcast, correct?
No, this was not a broadcast piece of... it was the Chris Puté show, strictly online, and so therefore some of the language.
Yeah, the language was probably pretty rough on that show. But the Chris Puté Hour is available online at philhenryshow.com. But it wasn't so much Chris Puté. It was, who was playing the polka music?
Blue Cat.
Oh, that's another one. The Blue Cat Hour. He generally plays, I can't explain this guy's show. You would think it's a blues show, but instead he was playing Bavarian slap dance music.
And as I said, you know.
Yeah, you enjoy a slap dance. That's great.
With the slap dance, man, I mean, the whole thing about slapping it.
I didn't say slapping it. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah, but that's the natural conclusion that everybody gonna come to.
You agree with that, don't you?
No, I do not agree with that. If I enjoy a Bavarian slap dance, and someone is going to come to the conclusion that I'm slapping it, that the two of those don't... do you understand?
I understand, but the conclusions of others we cannot necessarily be responsible for, General. And if you're saying, oh, God, I love a good slap dance, ooh...
I don't say I love a good slap dance, ooh. You know, the disrespect on your radio show, Mr. Henry, breaks all records. I am a retired United States Army general speaking of my own personal cultural love for a good, brisk slap dance. And you've got this woman here.
I will not be referred to as this woman. Thank you very much. My name is Margaret Gray.
Well, then what is your...
General, you are doing nothing wrong. You are doing nothing wrong.
A minute ago, you agreed with it.
I did not agree with anything. The general's doing nothing wrong, and for you people to sit here and talk about, well, you know, somebody's going to make the assumption that he's slapping it.
That's what they're saying.
Well, all right, fine. I won't bring it up. At all.
87855. God, I don't remember the name of this. I don't remember the name of this show or the number that is used to call into it. 855-500-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Frank Gray joining us after a long... is Doug Danger? Are we all done with Doug? Doug, wherever you are, thank you very much. Going to close off that dedicated Doug Danger line, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Doug? Hey, Doug. He's not there.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Frank Gray joining us from Santa Monica, Margaret's husband and an entertainment attorney, as well as a longtime television producer here in Hollywood. How you doing tonight, Frank?
Young man, I'm better than Custer. How are you?
I'm great. We're talking about slap dance, the Bavarian slap dance. Did you ever produce a show having anything to do with something like that?
Well, I would suppose the closest thing to Bavarian slap dance music, and who was talking about this? Was it General Shaw?
Yeah, it was General Shaw.
Well, I know that she enjoys the slap dance, but...
Well, hold on for a minute with the she.
Can you hold on, Frank?
Why are you always telling me...
What?
Well, what's the matter? He called me she.
He's got gender confusion.
General, you know he has gender confusion.
What the hell is this gender confusion? I want someone to explain that to me right now before further notice.
Gender, what is it, Margaret?
It is a form of neurosyphilis. I hate talking about this. This absolutely just embarrasses my family.
I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm going to have him on the air and he's calling everybody she.
He's not calling everybody she. He only calls men she.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that because he had syphilis that went, what is it?
It is a neurosyphilitic, and his mind is gone because of the untreated syphilis. However, that's the only thing that's wrong with it. Thank God, knock wood. Knock wood. The only thing that's wrong with Frank is that he refers to men as she and women as he and gay people by the right gender. Knock wood.
You know something? That's so jacked up, I want to hurt somebody, what you just said.
I take it easy. Frank, nothing. We had a technical problem, and we had to get to it.
All right, well, what I was saying was that the general enjoys the slap dance as much as anyone, and I understand why she likes it, because General Shaw being in the military, she and the rest of the men in the military would enjoy anything that is Prussian in nature. Now, I say Prussian in nature, even though it's Bavarian. When you say a Bavarian slap dance, you're talking about a Bavarian slap dance, and the men that dance the Bavarian slap dance are Prussians, or are Bavarians, but they are adhering to a Prussian tradition.
All right, that's very...
It's a little complicated there, Frank.
It does sound complicated, but I knew some old-school German military guys, and one in particular, as a matter of fact, she was terrific at sort of sorting this. She was a general in the old German Wehrmacht.
Is he still around?
Is who?
Is the general from the German Wehrmacht?
No. She passed on. But she wasn't a war criminal, if that's what you're thinking. You're thinking of the SS, and those people were terrible war criminals. People like Kurt Meyer, she was an animal. But Rommel, she was great. Rommel was in the Wehrmacht, and everyone respected her. But no one respected Kurt Meyer. Now,
and who was Kurt Meyer, dear?
Kurt Meyer was an SS general. She was an SS general, but Rommel, she was a... what was she?
Erwin Rommel was in the Wehrmacht, as you said.
That's right there. What she said. But she could Bavarian slap dance with the best of them, even though she was Prussian.
All right, dear. I think we've got it. Sorry to bother you.
All right. Uh huh.
You know something, I before I start taking it personal, someone better work with him on the whole he-she, because it begins to wig me out in a very, it's wild.
Now, everyone gets wigged, as you say, General, by Frank, but Frank means well.
Yeah, Frank means well, but I'm telling you, every time we talk to him, it's very difficult to follow him, you know?
No, I can follow him fine.
Well, all right, so that is the Bavarian slap dance that you...
Yes, and so the rest of you people telling me that borders on on the advocacy of getting in a slap, never mind.
It borders on the advocacy?
Yeah, he's saying, go on out and slap it today.
He's not saying that.
Go on out and slap it today. So if I like slap dancing, I'm advocating what?
Well, you know...
I am not advocating that. I'm advocating the slap dance. I'm not saying, come on home early, get out the hand oil.
Can we not talk about this anymore?
Fine. Fine. That's great. That was outstanding. All right. So getting on to the marvelousness that is Facebook and all of the social media, myself and others that I know of who I will not mention, but there are others, have decided that this new year, and as I said, I have no New Year's resolutions. I have no New Year's resolutions. I know exactly what I'm doing, and I'm doing everything that I want to do. But there is one thing that I did do. It wasn't a resolution. I didn't need to make this a New Year's resolution. I just made the decision, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get rid of that. And that was my Facebook friend page, And to talk a little bit more about the Facebook friend experience, we're going to get on the line here, Rudy Canoza. Rudy, as you know, has been with the Je T'aime Lingerie. It's a place that he owns and certainly a place where he tracks an awful lot of the public mood on a variety of issues. He is also a well-known import-export businessman from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and we're very happy to have him on the line with us. Haven't talked to you in a while, Rudy. How you been?
Very good, Phil. Thank you for being with me tonight, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of your broadcast tonight.
Rudy, you are there in the store at Je T'aime. You're on the road traveling. Do you use Facebook for keeping up with your social contacts or business or anything?
I do. As a matter of fact, Facebook for me is an easy way for me to stay in touch with the business side of my life. There are a great many companies that I have dealings with that I don't want necessarily to go to their company website, but they also have a Facebook presence. And being in the import-export business, you're dealing with the international clientele, and that means that you have to stay in touch with a wide-ranging, a very diverse geographically, as well as the actual essence of the business that they're in, to stay in touch with a wide group of individuals. Facebook, though, is a social instrument. It is also something that I indulge in. I enjoy it. I'm not on Facebook I'm not like a teenager, you know.
Well, do you use it to find women?
No, I don't believe, I am not a big believer in that kind of experience, because for me, I must know what I am and who I am speaking with. You know, I don't like to have this internet wall between myself and this woman, because you can understand if you're going to meet a woman on their Facebook and you go and you say to her that I will meet you for dinner, or I would like to meet you for a lunch, or why don't we go and have a cocktail or two, you know, and then you meet her and you see something that is not going to be satisfying for you. You have to extricate yourself very quickly. I can certainly do that. I know how to respect women, and I'm able to do that. But I think a lot of men do not. But it's not an easy thing.
Well, what do you mean by extricate yourself? You meet a woman and what?
You talk about if he sees a woman and her face is all trucked.
How dare you? Phil, I'm not talking about a woman's face.
All right, take it easy. Bud, have some respect. Rudy, when you meet a woman, you know, and you've met her on Facebook.
Excuse me, I was asking the question, if you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead.
No, Margaret, to anticipate what you want to say.
No, I was asking the question, when you say you meet a woman and you need to extricate yourself, what do you mean by that?
It means that I have to, very respectfully, if I meet a woman through Facebook, and I have...
Well, wait, hold on a minute. If she's on Facebook, then you've already seen the face. That's the whole point of Facebook. Do you understand what I... Facebook means here's my face. Right?
That is exactly right, General. Facebook means here's my face, but it doesn't mean what? It's not called...
Well, it's not called Assbook.
Excuse me, do I have to listen to that?
Bud, will you watch your language, please?
But it's not!
All right, Bud is right. I would not use that word, though, Bud, because I don't think it is very polite, but it's not called... the Assbook. It's not called Boobbook. It's called Facebook. If it was called Boobbook, or if it was called Assbook, or if it was called Legbook, then Rudy would have an opportunity to see what the merchandise, and I don't mean to say merchandise in a callous way.
All right, hold on. I have to take a break here, Rudy, and everybody. Just Rudy Canoza is with us here as we're talking about the the modern social media environment, is it the same? Is Facebook getting real creepy? I mean, real creepy. I think it is, personally. But that's just me. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. We'll be right back here on our return from vacation. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, Rudy Canoza on the line with us here as we talk about Facebook. I was just talking during the break, Rudy, to Nikki about everybody getting on their soapbox on Facebook. I know we're talking about Facebook as it's truly a social instrument, meeting people, sharing interests, but the whole political soapbox aspect of Facebook is another reason why I got the hell off that friend page.
You know, the Tea Party, these are the people that I cannot stand myself personally. I don't want to get on my soapbox now, but I don't go on this Facebook any longer because I always had respect for Americans as being intelligent until I read these Tea Party people, and they are the stupidest people, truly, and I fear for your country. I fear for America, you know. I say this because if you let the Tea Party people take over your country, you will become known internationally. You will become, America will become an international pariah. And you will be known internationally as the country with the stupid. Oh.
Okay, so let's get off that.
Yeah, no, I don't have to speak of it because when I get home and I speak to my brother, I speak to my family, and they'll say to me, "Did you go to America?" I said, "Yes, I was in California." And they said, "And is it as dumb as we hear it is?" I said, "It's bad, you know. It's real bad." And they'll laugh at me. I get my family to laugh at me. And, you know, Rudy does not want to be laughed at any more than anybody else wants to be laughed at. And I come home, I say, "I was in America. I went to the United States there. Ha, ha, ha." They laugh at me, and they say, "You have to be, are you..." And they'll say, "Better give you an IQ test now to make sure you didn't get infected with the stupid that the people there have." So,
okay, we're getting way off the topic of Facebook, though.
Yes, you're right. To make a long story short, Phil, as I was saying, if I meet a young lady and I agree to meet her, and it's always difficult because on Facebook, if I have Je t'aime lingerie, I'm talking about my import-export, and there are women who will say to me, "You know, Mr. Canoza, may I have a cocktail with you? May I?" And I have to weed through a lot of these before you get winnow it down, you know.
What do you mean you have to weed through?
Well, you have some ladies, they want to meet you, and so I've got to weed out a lot of the real tough looking ones. You don't want to be rude, so I'm not going to say yes to a woman who it's just real rough to look at her face, you know.
Well, I'm so happy to know that you're not shallow, Rudy.
All right, that's fine, Rudy. So get to the point here of when you finally do meet a young lady.
Well, you know, if you do agree to have a cocktail with one, and you go to the bar that you agree to, and I have two bars. Actually, in Los Angeles, I have three bars. I don't want to say which ones they are, but I've got a bar for the women that I'm not too sure. It might be, I may have to leave prematurely, let me put it that way. There's another bar that I agreed to meet them at that has a motel. And I know that this sounds...
Yeah, it sounds like you're a pig, if you don't mind me saying.
Excuse me, Margaret, I've not called you a name.
Let's just hear him out.
It sounds like you're a pig.
All right, I mean, I may be a pig, but I'm just trying to say it. There is, and then the third one is a place that's near a really nice, like a Ritz-Carlton. So,
all right, so the first bar.
The first bar, and, you know, if you meet a woman and it's not happening, you look at her and you go, "Wow, this is going to be a quick drink." And I will say to them, "La, la, ha, la, la." You know, Phil, I have these Argentinian...
Excuse me, what is that that you just did?
This is an Argentinian way to charm a woman, General. If you say to a woman, "La, la, la," There are different ways of saying that. One way is you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Another one is that you would make a great mother for someone's children, maybe not mine.
What do you mean, maybe not yours?
Well, you're trying to be polite. And then the other is, you know, I wish to have relations. But if she's got if there's no chance for her, if she's put her best foot forward and you're still going to put up a big zero on that particular figure skate, then
you know, you're very cavalier with all of this, and I don't think I like it.
Well, Margaret, I'm trying to say, if I go into the bar and I see her and I know it's a no-go, I will say to her, "Good evening, how are you? And did you already order your drink? You did, good. Ah, la 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 la." That means I think you are really something, and I've got to leave. But you are saying to her that you feel she is a good one, you know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to talk to you more about this, Rudy, because we have to go.
You're leaving me. Everyone thinks I'm an ass now.
Yes, they do, and they should.
No, you're leaving me.
Yeah, we're leaving you. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And get yourself a backstage pass. We'll update you on other goodies happening. We're still on Facebook on our Facebook fan page, Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. Facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. Check it out. We'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah.
Night, everybody. See you later.